Welcome to DLC Live, your source for educational and inspirational interviews with mental health experts and advocates from around the world. Now, here's your host, creator of the DLC Anxiety Worldwide Mental Health Community, Dean Stott.
Hello.
Hello, hi there.
Hi, can you hear me okay, yeah?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the live. Let me just pop the comments off just so they don't distract us. Guys, if you want to put questions into the question box, you can do, and we can check them at the end. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on the live DLC Anxiety Community. Really important topic that we're speaking about today, which is sleep awareness. I believe it's the Sleep Awareness Month next month. Is that correct?
Yes.
Next week, sorry.
Yes, next week. Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. So can you just give a brief introduction just for the followers who might not know who you are, what your company is about and what it stands for and why it's targeting people to do with mental health and anxiety?
Yes. So I'm Juraj or George. I'm the CEO of Somovedic Technologies, and we are a producer of a frequency therapy device that is basically helping people to sleep better, to feel better, thanks to the field that is creating. And our goal is to basically bring more improved lives and better feelings into home and work environments.
So how did you come up with the idea? So you said that it works off frequencies. When you guys were making it as well, was the science behind everything that you looked at that it had to be a certain frequency to get better quality sleep? What's the science behind it?
Yes. So as I mentioned, I'm the CEO, but my good friend, Ivan, he's the founder, he's the inventor. And Somovedic was invented out of necessity when he was struggling with his health and various issues and things like that. And the doctors were not able to help him. They just gave him pills and nothing was working. So he turned to Eastern approach to health and wellness, started to study Chinese and Ayurvedic medicine and different healing properties of precious stones and minerals. And after some while, after the studies, basically what he was learning was helping him. Eventually he was able to heal himself. Then he started to help his family and friends, and that was working as well. And at the end, he had that idea and by the way, he's not a doctor, he's an IT guy. He was just helping, those he knew. And then he had the idea this is working well. So why not to create to put all the knowledge and experience together into a device that is basically radiating and creating a field that is making us feel better and sleep better.
So what would the science behind it be then? So how does it improve sleep? What were the studies that was done on it, for example?
Yes. Because from the data we have, the Somovedic, what it is doing is improving our HRV, heart rate variability, which is a general a biomarker in what our body and mind, in what state it is, if it's calm or if it's stressed. So one of the labs on the data from the labs showed that it's improving HRV. Another lab from Germany showed that it's improving the quality and length of the sleep, that the deep sleep is improving. And we have this data confirmed not only from labs, but mainly from our customers. For example, those that have aura rings or track their sleep patterns, that lots of them are showing us, you know, screenshots from their apps. Look, my deep sleep is improving. And lots of them are writing reviews about, yes, like, I have the best sleep ever. So we have data from labs and also like from customers, from our user base, which is, I would say, that's even more important than.
No, definitely. And you said that it's great that you've got real life data as well. So you're selling the product and then they're able to interact with you. Regarding the, do you have the device to hand by any chance, just so people can have a look? Obviously, we'll be showing them in the stories and sending them over to you guys. Is it anywhere to hand?
Yeah, and for right now, I'm on a short vacation. I just came today and I left it at home. So unfortunately, I don't have it with me. But it's about this big. It's really. Yeah. It's made from crystal hand-blown glass here in Czech Republic. Each of them is like original, you know, because it's the Czech Republic has a long tradition of glass making, and so you know, you can see the real masters blowing the glass and everything. So it's a piece of art, but at the same time, it really is serving its purpose. That it's just, yeah, making people feel better.
And you said that, so how does it link up to the app? You say that people are able to see the sleep quality on the app. Is that through the fitness watches separately, or is that to do with the device?
It has to do with the fitness watch or wearables. The device itself does not have any app or anything similar. It's just, so the core of the device is based on the principle, it's a combination of Eastern approach to health and wellness and frequency therapy device. So inside each of the Somovedic, there are physically like precious stones and minerals and crystals together with our frequency therapy technology. So if you would think about the device, you can think of a Wi-Fi router, but in a good way. You know, you have the Wi-Fi signal all over your home. So the Somovedic is the same. You place it somewhere in the middle of your apartment, and it is creating this field that we've measured has positive biological effects on our bodies and minds as well.
And I was just going to ask, so some of the real, you said you obviously you've done the data studies at different labs. Some of the real reviews from the customers, what are the main positive things that they're saying?
Yes, the main positive, so the number one thing is, as you know, the theme of the sleep and anxiety, the number one thing is sleep. Majority of our customers say that they sleep improve. Then there are five most common things. Is the sleep, is the energy levels during the day. They just feel just more energized, more alive. They feel better. Their brain fog is gone, or especially with women, they are experiencing fewer headaches. And at the same time, people describe that they just feel calmer, more in peace, like once they are around the device. And you know, lots of them we are getting also quite, you know, often the feedback that they miss the device when they are on travels. So they are so used to the energy, and they just when they are traveling that they miss it. So yeah.
Oh, so they can feel the difference when it's not there.
Yes, definitely.
I've got some questions from the community. I'll just kickstart with them. So the first one is how to help improve or optimize employees' mental wellness. Do you have any tips for that from everything that you guys have done over at your company?
Yes. So, you know, to optimize mental wellness from you know, I'm not an expert on this topic, but I can share you how we are doing, how I and my company is approaching this. So first of all, we try to, you know, like differentiate between like your personal life and your like work life, you know, that you are not constantly on in terms of constantly working with your, you know, with your phone and device and everything. Because in order to have like a fulfilling life, you have to have like your family life, you know, where you have, you build the relationships, and then of course then your work, that in ideal case you know, just makes you feel good as well, and at the same time you earn money thanks to that. You know, we try to give as much freedom to our employees regarding the breaks, when they can take breaks, you know, listen to like music or going for walks. So these, I would say these little things, and of course, like when there are deadlines, people have to focus and work, but we try to balance it and give basically people the freedom to choose, you know, now I want to take break, now I want to go for a walk, or, you know, just close eyes and yeah.
No, that's really interesting, especially talking about the freedom with the breaks and that. I can imagine that that increases work productivity as well, because if they have that freedom, they're going to be happier and healthier working, which is only going to result in better work, I imagine, yeah?
Yes, definitely. That's the case. You know, the last you know, experiments with companies are showing that when they switching to 4-day work week, they, you know, the productivity is higher, you know. So definitely that's something you know, the worth observing, because, you know, it's when you have like energized and like employees that feel good, you know, they are much more productive as you know, like tired employees, and it's not worth it in the long run, definitely.
No, that's super important, and it's super really good stance for you guys to be putting mental health at the forefront of your company. Obviously, we strive in the community for lots of companies to start doing it, and it's great to hear and see firsthand that you guys are doing that. Another question was, if an employee came up to you and they said, hey, listen, I'm feeling stressed, depressed, or anxious, how would you guys approach that? What would you do in the workplace?
Yes, so first of all, we would check if, because it can have various sources. It can be personal things in the family or relationships, or it can be in the work. So if it's related to work, then we just talk to them like what's the behind the frustration, and trying to get to the root of it, to the real cause. Because, you know, I try to like to think of that we are, you know, like an almost like a family in our company. So we really try to take care of each employee, that they feel good is the number one thing. And but once there's something going on, we try to help as much as possible. And in case it's something...
Do you mind me asking roughly how many employees there is?
We have 10 employees. So,
yeah. So I think that you get that family feel, because there's a, like, obviously, if there was 100, 200 people, do you think you would be losing that connection?
Well, me as a CEO, it would be, of course, I wouldn't be able to be at such a everyday contact with the employees if we would have like 100 employees. Mm-hmm. But what I would try to like transfer the knowledge, I mean, not knowledge, the perspective, how I would like to run a company, definitely to my managers, and that they will take the same care of our employees as you know, as it would be like a 10 people company. Because, During the last 2 years, it was very, very stressful. And we just want to do our best to support as much as we can.
That's wonderful. So you said if you had 100, you split it down into 10 sections, all 10 managers would have the same philosophy, mental health at the forefront, which is fantastic. The next question is, how can workplaces benefit from paying attention to employees' mental health? What would the benefits for other companies who may not be following suit, such as you guys?
Well, the benefit is, it's definitely for a company, it depends how the company is looking at it. But on the first place, for lots of companies, it may be the monetary benefit. Because, when you have unsatisfied and anxious employees or tired employees, the productivity goes down and the company suffers monetarily, financially. So this, even not many companies may realize this, that there is also, the monetary gain to really take a good care of your employees. And besides that, if you run like a small to medium-sized company, you can run it as a family business one of the benefits is that you not only have employees, but you have like great like relationships and colleagues and even friends. So for me, that would be the two biggest benefits if companies would start to go this road.
That's really interesting. What practices do you promote for your own mental well-being? So for yourself, when you're feeling anxious or stressed, do you have any certain rituals that you do? Do you do exercise, meditation, mindfulness, yoga? What helps you with your mental health?
Everything that you mentioned, basically. it depends. I do everything that you mentioned. And but of course, like, it depends. Some people just like to do yoga, some people like to go for a walk. What is also working for me is basically to lay down and play some relaxing music, because that's one of the fastest ways to get our bodies into relaxing state is the visual and audio senses,
like you just said, lying down and listening to music is almost, it is a practice of mindfulness, because you're obviously there in the moment, paying attention to the sounds and the lyrics and what you're saying. You can really be comfortable in whatever emotional feeling that you have. Do you have any, do you do cardiovascular exercise? Do you find that that's useful? Do you do jogging, things like that?
Yes. I mean, it's not a part of our work routine, but it's working for me. I mean, at least half of our colleagues exercise regularly in a gym, so heavy lifting, cardiovascular exercise and things like that.
Fantastic. And the last question from the platform was, what changes or improvements for technology can we see to foster mental health? And I think that'll tie nicely into what other products, do you have any products that you guys are working on in the future?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, yes, our products do help with sleep and feeling better and everything. And I, of course, do recommend them. We have a 60-day money-back guarantee on the product, so everybody can experience if it's working for them or not. But at the same time, we are trying to, approach this or educate people like on a like holistic way to like health and wellness, because it's lots of things, is the exercise, is the diet, it's things like aromatherapy you know, it's music. There are, and this these are lots of them are like easy things, and we don't have to live in a high-tech society or invent new things and new products or technologies, you know, to help us with anxiety or stress. So I tend to go with the, you know, with the basic, you know, like the basic ways as music, relaxation, exercise, you know, and a good sleep.
And diet, you say you have a good diet as well, yeah?
Yeah, diet as well, yes.
Fantastic. And regarding your products, is there anything more that's in the works coming out in the future, or are we just sticking with these products and seeing how it goes?
Yes, so currently, you know, our, like, it's, our product is very, you know, universal, basically, and it's, you just bring it home, plug it in, and that's it. You know, you don't need to, it's not like a supplement that you would take. You just, your body just is in the frequency of the product. And one of the things that I didn't mention is that it's also helping the water to restructure. So it's that means whatever water you place next to it and then you drink, it has a higher bioavailability. That means you get more hydration from the same amount of water.
How does that work? Can you just talk to me regarding the logistics of that?
Sure. So you just have the device on the table, let's say, and next to it, you place a jug of water for 15, 20 minutes. And the same way how the Somovetic is creating the field, by the way, the field is 100 feet radius into all directions.
That, oh, okay.
Up, down, left, right, like a sphere.
Yeah, like a circumference, yeah?
Yes, yes. So the same field is harmonizing the water that is next to it. And people can tell the difference because it tastes better. It's more smooth, more silky. And if you would do a dark field microscopy, if you would take a picture of the frozen crystal, it would have very nice geometric shape, like it would look like a snowflake, for example.
Oh, that's really interesting. And how long would the device have to be? Did you say it would have to be plugged in for to get the benefits from more hydration with the water? How long? You said about 15 minutes.
Yes. So the device is designed to be plugged in all the time.
Oh, okay.
But you know, because so to harmonize the body all the time, but to structure the water, 15 to 20 minutes is enough when it's next to it.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's all the questions. Is there anything that we didn't speak about that you want to mention? Obviously, be my guest, let us know. If there isn't, obviously, let everyone know your Instagram handle and where they can find you on Instagram. And if you get your team to send me some links over, we'll get some stories on for the community as well. Obviously, this live will be saved as well, and it'll be changed into a podcast, and we'll be sharing the podcast on Tuesday. But yeah, is there anything that we missed out?
I think we've talked about everything, you know, how the device came to be, what are the main benefits for people, and that we have the, you know, 60-day money-back guarantee. So basically there's no risk for anybody to try out. If they are not satisfied, you know, or if they don't feel any benefits, they can just send the device back and we'll just refund them the money.
I think that just shows how much you obviously think are invested in the product to give that 60-day money-back guarantee. Obviously, you guys, you've done the research, you've done the studies on it, and you've seen the real-life research from your customers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sounds like you've got great customer service there. Sounds like that you have a great work ethic as well within the company. It's really good, and it's been really interesting to hear about the other side of a company and how you're putting things in place to help your employees' mental health. But then, like, from giving a management idea on it, that doing that actually increases productivity and is actually better for the business as well. So it's great to get that insight. I really appreciate how open and honest you've been with that. And I think a lot of the followers will find that very interesting as well, because we haven't really delved into how companies are helping people with mental health.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, as I said, I really, you know, the well-being of our employees is one of the most important things in the company. If that is not working, then the company will have a short life. So that's why it's our priority for us.
Fantastic. Yeah, so where can everyone find you on Instagram?
Yes, so our Instagram is somovedic_official. And then there they will find, you know, link to our webpage. It's somovedic.com. And all other things in case they would be interested to find out more.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you taking the time out on your vacation. So I just wish you the best for the enjoy your relaxation in your vacation. Keep safe and continue to keep them great work ethics. So that's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
No problem. Take care.
You've been listening to DLC Live. Be sure to follow Dean on Instagram at DLC Anxiety. Check our website at dlcanxiety.com and grab yourself a copy of our latest book, Greater Than Panic, on Amazon today. See you next time.